I don't know if your feelings for songs ever change. You know, when you're going in to make a record as an artist, you love the songs. You know, when you actually cull everything down and figure out exactly what you're cutting, you know you love the songs. But during the process of recording, sometimes things shift or change subtly, and you don't really have a chance to let it sink in because, you know, you're in there, you're tracking the record, you're making the songs, you want to make them as great as possible. You go through all the mixing process and you're going to nitpick little tiny things of like what this guitar part did and which one I loved the best and what pass of the vocal you like. And then you get to the process of the album's out there and people are listening to it and telling you what they think. And, you know, you're launching the record and you're doing that. So you don't really get to sit back and go, all right, I'm going to listen to this project with fresh ears for a long time. So I think that's always the weird process of making a record is you put all this investment in it and then you're like, oh my God, okay, it's done and I hope people love it and other people are telling you what they like. You kind of have to come back to the project after a little bit. You have to sit, let it sit and then go listen to it again. And that's fun. I mean, it's just such a crazy, crazy thing. To go from, you know, blank sheets of paper all the way through that album and then get away from it and then come back and listen. You might hear it a different way.